As we discussed in our previous year, as is clear from our Gemara, one should avoid making the darim almost at all cost. And therefore, the Paiskim point out, the Piskei Tshuva discusses this in Chayshim Mishpat, Simen Pei Zayin Sifkat Nechabez. We know that if somebody goes to court or to Bezdin, so as we learn in Shas quite often, many times the halacha says that what should be done in certain circumstances is make a shvua. Says the Piskei Tshuva, Bezman Hazeh, we try to avoid making shvuas under all circumstances, even where the halacha is so requires. Moreover, Ramesh Shtemper Shlita and the Shas of Tshuvas van Hugges, Chelik Aleph Simen Tuf Kaf Chav Hei, says that because it's so critical, as we're learning, to avoid making a neder or shvua, so the Gemara in Masechta Nedarim and the Gemara Masechta Shvuas discuss that if somebody says yes, yes, hein hein, lav lav, those are lashon shvua, or the words be'emes or bevadai are also perhaps considered lashon shvua, and therefore one should try to avoid using those kind of words in his vocabulary. One of the exceptions where the Paiskim say one is allowed to make a neder shvua is where he's being accused where somebody's being accused falsely and he wants to clear his name. There he can make a shvua. But it's interesting that the Sefer Chassidim in Simen Tuf Yotes says that even if somebody had to make a shvua under such circumstances, and as we just learned that it's permissible, says the Sefer Chassidim, the person should accept upon himself in the future to do something as a kapara for having made a shvua. And because of this, the Paiskim say that a person, whenever he undertakes any obligation, he should always be careful to say b'li neder or b'li shvua. Because sometimes, since we're not so familiar with what constitutes a shvua or a neder, without knowing, you might have accepted upon yourself a neder or shvua. So the safest thing to do is always say b'li neder after you accept something upon yourself. That doesn't mean, say the Paiskim, that just because you said b'li neder, you don't have to do what you accepted upon yourself. And as the Chinuch says in Mitzvah Tav Zayin, ha'oy medava ploini esa, oy loy esa. Somebody says, I will or won't do something. It's still mechur. It's not nice. There's a din in the Torah. You're not allowed to lie. So just because you said b'li neder doesn't mean that you're allowed to not fulfill what you obligated yourself. Saying b'li neder works as long as you said it, toich kedei dibur, of your obligation. And even if you said it quietly, many paiskim are of the opinion, Rabbi Kiveger is of the opinion that it still is effective. The Chachmas Adam disagrees. His opinion is that b'li neder is only helpful if you said it out loud. Everybody agrees that if you didn't say it, you just thought it, it isn't sufficient. Many people, and it's a correct thing to do, say whenever they accept upon themselves to do something, they say Mirtza Hashem. The Paiskim say that a Mirtza Hashem does not equal Bli Neder. And therefore, that doesn't take away that what you said should not become a Neder. Nidrei Tzedakah, the Poskim say, also somebody shouldn't make a Neder. If somebody wants to give Tzedakah and he has the money readily available, he should give it right away. If he doesn't have it readily available, he should not make a Neder, because as we discussed in our previous shiur, there are all sorts of different halachic considerations that could come up when, if you don't fulfill the Neder, or you don't fulfill it in a timely fashion. And therefore, the best thing is not to accept upon yourself even Tzedakah with a Neder. And therefore, even if you're giving Tzedakah because you got an Aliyah, or you're giving Tzedakah because there's an appeal and you make a pledge, it's appropriate to say Bli Neder. However, the Chachmas Adam and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch discuss an interesting situation. They say, let's say if this individual learning our shiur hears how it's always appropriate that when you make any obligation, when you take upon yourself any obligation, to say Bli Neder. So he says Bli Neder. And because he said Bli Neder, the other people who are there hearing him say Bli Neder also copy and say Bli Neder. But those people are not like him. He doesn't say Bli Neder as an excuse not to fulfill what he's obligated to do. He said Bli Neder because, as we're learning in our Gemara and our Shiurim, how serious making the Dorim is. But those people who hear him say Bli Neder and then will follow and also say Bli Neder may think that if you say Bli Neder, you don't have to fulfill your Neder. There, he doesn't have to say Bli Neder. However, there is another exception. If somebody's giving a specific object to Tzedakah, and we know it as a din, Amiroso legavoya kimisiroso lehegit, as soon as you obligate yourself to give something to Hegdish, Hegdish automatically becomes the owner of that object. So then there's no problem that if I say I'm giving this object to Hegdish, it automatically becomes Hegdish, and therefore I don't have to worry that I won't fulfill the Neder. But as we quoted from Tosfos in our previous shiur, Be'eis Tzara, a person is allowed to make a Neder. Because the S'chus, the purpose of that is that the S'chus of the Neder should help him get out of the Tzara. And there are those that suggest that not only may you make a Neder, it's a mitzvah to make a Neder. But even those that say you're allowed to make a Neder, B'shas Tzara, it only means to do something good, to give Tzedakah. But to make a Neder that I'm not going to do something that I'm not allowed to do, even though the person unfortunately is Be'ez Tzara, that type of Neder should not be made, even Be'ez Tzara. And indeed, as we quoted from the Shevet Musar in the previous year, Bizman Azeh, the Shevet Musar says, we need to be concerned that people, even if they make Nedarim Be'ez Tzara with the best of intention, they may not fulfill it. If a person sees that he is weak in the fulfillment of a mitzvah, that, and he feels that by making a neder to from now on strengthen himself in doing that mitzvah, he will fulfill the mitzvah, then mutter, and according to some, it's even a mitzvah under those situation to make a neder. As the Gemara Masecht in the Dorm Daf Ches teaches us, Menayin Shenishbo Mekayim Es HaMitzvah, Shenema Nishbati v'kaimo lishma mishpulei tzukecha. There are those that say that even though this heter is an important heter, it only applies by mitzvah chiyuvis, by a mitzvah that we're obligated to perform. A mitzvah kiyumis, in learning Masech Techulin, as we discussed in our first shiur on this Masechta, that the Kesef Mishnah teaches us that even according to the Rambam, that Shechita is a mitzvah, but the Kesef Mishnah says it's only a mitzvah kiyumis, that if I want to eat, I have to shecht. There, one shouldn't make a neder l'zruzei nafshei. Certainly, teaches us the Gemara in Masechet Nedarim that if somebody makes a neder to be mezaris himself to learn Torah, that's an acceptable neder, as the Gemara teaches us. Ha'omer ashkim ve'eshna perikzeh, somebody wants to make sure they'll come to learn every day, so he makes a neder, I'm going to come to learn every day. Neither Godel nor the Lelkei Yisrael. So the Gemara says, very sharp word, that this is considered a very great and special neder. But again, it should not be abused. It should be only used when a person is doing it because he feels that that will help him learn and make sure that he comes to learn. Otherwise, he should avoid making a nether.